Good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We are going to finish up chapter 10 of Mark. We've just been plugging away and moving right along. We're going to look at verses 46 through 52. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come to your word this morning, Lord, we pray, Father, that you would help us to hear your word and help us to understand it. Lord, I pray that your word would be clear to us this morning. Lord, that we would not only hear your word, but Lord, if any of us here are not saved, that we would hear your call. That they would respond to your gospel call. And so, Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit, for his power to work through your word. And through your message this morning, into our hearts, into our lives. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. Mark reminds us that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. And they arrived in Jericho. And then they left Jericho. And that's all that Mark really had to say about that. But what we learn is that Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples. Also, there was this great crowd following. Back in verse 32 of this chapter, we saw that as Jesus traveled with his disciples, that there were those that followed him. But here, we are told that the size of this crowd was great. Evidently, Jesus picked up some tag-alongs while he was in Jericho. And now as this mass was making its way out of town, we're introduced to Bartimaeus. We're told that Bartimaeus was blind, that he was a beggar. And it was not uncommon for someone who had a disability to take to the street and beg for a living. Mark continues to not only give us the name of Bartimaeus, but he also tells us who his daddy was, Timaeus. It may be that Mark identifies him because he may have been well known. Maybe he was known to the Christians in Rome, to who he was writing the letter to. This is Bart, you know, Timmy's boy. And so there's Bart, sitting by the edge of the road, begging for alms from folks as they entered or exited Jericho. It was a very sad, sad picture. And although he didn't have his visual sense, his sense of vision, Bartimaeus made use of his sense of hearing. He would have heard a lot of commotion with such a large crowd traveling with Jesus. He might have even thought maybe he had a good opportunity to pick up a good collection from these people as they passed by. But as he listened further, he caught wind of some information. Wind of who it was that was leading this caravan. He heard the name Jesus. Could this be the Jesus, the miracle worker, the one that stories had been told of? Could it be that Jesus was traveling within this group? And as he continued to listen, he did hear right. Indeed, it was Jesus of Nazareth who was passing by. Would he let this opportunity pass him up? No way. He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And I can imagine, since he didn't know exactly what direction or maybe how far Jesus was from him, that he shouted it out in all directions as loudly as he could. "Jesus! Jesus!" Well, he must have made quite a scene, because those who were traveling with him began to rebuke him. They told him to be silent. And maybe this was Mark just using proper language to tell us what happened,